year with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Rose Lavelle rocketed to international fame in 2019 as a new star on the U.S. women's soccer team.
Rose up the middle. Looking, cutting, shooting, goal! Lavelle, 2-0 U.S.
She scored in the team's World Cup final victory and left with the tournament's Bronze Ball Award. The former UW-Madison standout is now training for the Tokyo Summer Olympics, splitting her time between the national team and an English club. WPR host Keely Boltina caught up with Rose.
The women's national team is training for the Olympic Games in Tokyo this summer. So how was it for you when those games were postponed last year because of the pandemic?
Yeah, obviously, I think we were all disappointed, but first and foremost, like, everyone's health and safety is the most important thing. So it was, like, completely understandable. And I think kind of by the time it got canceled, there was, like, I feel like by then we kind of expected it. So it's not like it came out of the blue. I feel like we had some time to kind of digest what was going on. And yeah, grateful to hopefully have the opportunity to play there this summer if it happens. But yeah, we'll see.
How much has the pandemic affected your training for the Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, I think like everybody was kind of put on hold for a little bit, everybody's training. And I think we're all kind of trying to get used to this like new normal, but I think everybody's going through it. So it's not like this is like something that's unique to our team. It's like the whole world is going through this. So I think, yeah, we just have to kind of like adapt and adjust and go from there.
So much of sports is that there's this community, right? And we've seen so many stadiums just empty for good reason. But how much does playing without fans affect your game?
I wouldn't say it like affects like our game. I think obviously when there's a crowd and fans, it makes the game that much more fun because the atmosphere is so much fun to be a part of. I don't think it changes the way we play, but they're definitely missed. We love the energy that the fans bring, and they do help like give us some momentum during the game. But yeah, like I said, obviously health and safety is like the most important thing. So something that I don't think we'll ever take for granted again, and we're excited for whenever we can fill up the stadiums again.
Speaking of fun, in January, a Madison, Wisconsin soccer club announced that a cow mascot would be named Rose Cowbell in your honor, three letters off from Rose Lavelle. How do you react to that news?
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's so funny. I just think it's like so on brand for a Wisconsin sports team. And I was honored. It made me so happy. It's so cute and proudest accomplishment. I don't know if it's an accomplishment for me, but biggest honor, I should say.
Of all the things you've done, Rose Cowbell ranks up there.
Oh, yeah.
You recently moved to England to play for a club in Manchester City. How's that experience been different than your time with American clubs?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I think Manchester's been pretty locked down, so we haven't really been able to explore the city, but it's okay because I get to go and train and then come back and kind of have the rest of the day to just drink coffee and be by yourself and read a book. So that part's honestly not been too bad for me. I think the playing is great. The team is awesome. And I just wanted something that was going to kind of push me out of my comfort zone. And it's doing just that. I feel like I'm really growing both on and off the field. And yeah, it's been a great experience.
How do you assess the level of competition you're dealing with there versus your other experiences?
It's good. I mean, it's a league that like is continuing to grow and get better and attract really good players. And I think it's an exciting time for women's soccer because I think we're seeing so many different competitive leagues pop up. There's not like one single destination league that all the players need to go to get good competition. I think globally you're seeing like competitive leagues all over the place that players can play and get good games and compete against really good teams.
Rose Lavelle plays club soccer for Manchester City in England. She's a midfielder for the U.S. women's national soccer team, and in college she played at UW-Madison. You're listening to this conversation on the Ideas Network. Rose, in December, you spoke to UW-Madison students about executing under pressure and working through adversity. Do you feel like there's more pressure on you after winning the 2019 World Cup?
I mean, I think when you're on this team, the expectation is always high and there's always that pressure. But I think this team has always kind of thrived under those circumstances. And I think I've been lucky to be on this team with some amazing veteran players that I have gotten to learn from and see how they kind of handle and navigate all of it. So I think it's something that I'm continuing to like learn to kind of deal with and compete with. And I think it's like great. I think pressure is a privilege. And when you're put in a position that you have these pressure and expectations, it's, it kind of makes it even more fun.
A privilege and more fun, but fame can also be really crushing for some people. After the World Cup, how have you dealt with the fact that a lot more people know who you are?
I don't know. I mean, I think after the World Cup, I would have thought that like after like I kind of accomplished this huge goal that I think we had all set out for, that I would like feel some kind of different, but I literally feel the exact same. So I don't really know if it affected me in that way, because I don't really feel any different personally. I feel like I'm just kind of going about my life the same way I always have, just now with a little more experience under my belt.
Athletes can be influential among fans, and public health authorities hope that they might be able to play a role in the pandemic by publicly endorsing vaccinations. Do you plan to get vaccinated?
Whenever it's available, I will like gladly get vaccinated. I don't really know when the timeline is that'll be like available to me, but when it is, I will. Yeah.
Because athletes play such a public role in our lives. I mean, we also saw that with social justice. From your perspective, what responsibility do athletes have to be leaders in their communities or advocates for change?
I think it's like we do have like a huge responsibility, because I think there's a lot of younger people that look up to us and want to be in our shoes one day. And I know I was that when I was younger. I like looked up to all these professional athletes and the U.S. women's national team specifically. And it's been something that I've been like really proud to be a part of. I think our team has always made some bold statements against injustices, and I feel so like proud and honored to be able to be a part of that, and hopefully help influence the younger generation in a positive way to spark change and have them know that they are capable of doing it too.
We saw that really specifically after the killing of George Floyd last year in Minneapolis. I mean, the whole country saw athletes across sports speak out against police brutality, and they called for change. How have you seen change since then in American soccer?
I think like the biggest thing right now is kind of having those tough conversations within your team and trying to kind of get people on the same page that this is something that needs to change. It's not good enough. It's never been good enough. And although it may be better than what it's been in the past, better doesn't mean good. It can still be bad and better. I think half of it's kind of just having those conversations with your teammates, and it's not always going to be comfortable. But I think if people can kind of open their eyes and realize like, we need to make this country a better place for everybody, then I think that's the direction we need to go. And hopefully the conversations can help. And then kind of doing some work behind the scenes to help like give more opportunity to everybody.
The conversation about social justice, it makes me think of the issue of equal pay. I mean, the women's national team has been seeking better working conditions and equal pay from the U.S. Soccer Federation. And in December, the sides announced an agreement on working conditions, but not on equal pay. What do you want people to know about this?
I think, like I said, we are a team that's always going to push to make things better. And we want to leave this team in a better place than for the people that, for the players and girls that are coming up. And we're gonna keep pushing to do that and push for equality and push for what we know we deserve.
Why is that so critical for you?
I think because girls need to grow up and know that this is a viable option for a career, and that it's not just a man's world, that they are very capable of becoming a professional athlete and making this a career, and realize that this is like very much a realistic future for them, and that nothing can hold them back. Hopefully we can inspire people to keep pushing and that we're like on the right track.
What do you want to tell young soccer players, especially young girls who want to pursue this professionally?
I mean, I think of when I was younger, I always think I had this vision of myself of being on the national team. And I think I would just say to younger girls, younger kids, to never doubt for one second that you could be in our shoes one day. I think the confidence that you have in yourself is going to far outweigh anybody else's opinion of you. So if you have your sights set on something, don't let anybody get in the way of that.
Did you always know that that would be your path?
I had always envisioned that this would be my path. I think I always think it's like a little weird how it actually did work out. But yeah, I mean, being on this team has always been my, like, where I saw my future. I looked up to the team so much and wanted to be in their shoes one day.
And now you are.
Yeah.
Rose, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was UW-Madison alumna Rose Lavelle from the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team talking with WPR host Keely Boltina. Coming up, we look at issues at the intersection of the UW system and our state's technical colleges. Should tech colleges be able to develop general ed programs without a green light from the UW system? Is there consolidation in the works between UW branch campuses and tech colleges? 800-642-1234. We have a WPR reporter brings us up to speed in a minute on the Ideas Network.